Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We get to visit with a 1959 Aledo High School graduate, Neil Orth, and he's done great things in the livestock industry. And he is being recognized in Kentucky for one of the top livestock awards you can receive. They call it the Saddle and Sirloin Award, and it is presented by the Kentucky State Fair Board. The award is presented by the Saddle and Sirloin Award Committee based on an individual's service and industry impact. All right, Neil Orth, that's great recognition. Congratulations. Tell us a little bit about your reaction to getting that award down in Kentucky.
Well, it's humbling, and it's a great honor to have your portrait done and hung in that Hall of Fame that they have down there, because it is, even though they call it the Saddle and Sirloin Portrait Award, it is paraphrased by being the organization that recognizes an individual every year that has done something in the livestock business. So it's basically it's the Hall of Livestock Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and when you talk about where it's displayed at, it's pretty neat. Throughout the Kentucky Exposition Center in Louisville, Kentucky, and you're talking about this, you know, honor dating back to the early 1900s. And when I read a little bit about it, I think the one neat thing that when you kind of can put your career in perspective and say, well, I received this award, and I see your nomination was supported by more than 150 letters from industry leaders here, Mr. Mm-hmm. Orth, that has to make a man feel pretty good.
Sure does. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's like you say, it's been a year long process, what I'm trying to say, because by the time they get the nominating committee together and then they recommend it and you get the letters back, and we had a great response and appreciate those concerned that wrote a letter in my behalf.
All right, so you're a long ways away, right, from your days on a Mercer County farm outside of Seton, Illinois. How vividly do you remember those days, and what type of impact do they still have on your life?
Well, it has a lot of impact on my life, because we grew up under, you know, rural areas and farming, and we were row crop and livestock, so I really had an opportunity to be diversified in agriculture, and somewhere along the way I made the comment that I'd like to do about everything you could in the livestock industry, and it's a great country when you can do that and then you get an award for doing that. But going back to the Seton, Illinois, it was a great environment to grow up under and learn the work ethics and the integrity and the trustworthy way that people lived in that part of the world.
Yeah, in your education, your ag education experience as it relates to growing up in Aledo and, you know, vocational ag education back in the 1950s, how much of an impact did that have on you, and what are some of your memories there?
Well, once again, that had a great impact, because that's where I really learned and was about the educational part of it. And we had an FFA chapter there in Aledo, and I tried to get involved in all the contests that were available just to learn and be competitive. And that FFA chapter and the livestock industry really gave me a start on life that I didn't realize it was doing it at the time.
And then as far as, you know, the hook or the pull of livestock and why that has been such a big part of your life and a big part of your career. Do you remember when you realized, said, hey, this, you know, I grew up on a farm. I've been around cattle. This is my path to my future. I want to be involved in livestock for my professional life. Do you remember when, you know, you said, hey, that's my career path?
Well, yes, I certainly can reflect back when I went to school at Michigan State and got an opportunity to work out at the Purebred Beef Center at Michigan State and take their show cattle on the road and show in Chicago and the International, what it was called back in those days. But I decided during that period of time that I really wanted to stay involved in the livestock industry. And once again, I kind of pledged myself that I'd like to do as much in the livestock industry as I could and give back for what I've taken out of it.
And then so you go from Aledo High School to Michigan State University in East Lansing. Yeah, that's a big mm-hmm. step from a kid from Seton, Illinois, saying, well, I'm going to go to Michigan State. How much do you remember about, you know, that decision? And you were telling me off the air, you know, what a strong livestock program that they had back in that era. And that's, if you wanted to get involved in livestock, that's kind of really one of the areas you wanted to head to. What about that?
Yeah, exactly. The Michigan State was well recognized and documented back in those days. It was one of the premier beef cattle universities and had a great beef cattle program and animal science. And back in those days, they called it animal husbandry rather than animal science. But it was really, I guess I lost track of the question. What was your question?
Yeah, just in terms of, you know, that step of going from, you know, a rural area from Seton, Illinois, you know, to Michigan State. You know, probably, you know, not knowing much else than, you know, Seton, Illinois, Aledo, Illinois, rural Mercer County. That was it. And then say, hey, I'm going to Michigan State. Well, I guess the better question is, what was that adjustment like and how did you deal with that?
Well, it was a big adjustment. My parents took me out the first semester and dropped me off. And other than going to livestock shows, and I'd never been that far away from home, going to Chicago to International once in a while. So it was a big step, and like I said, I was fortunate to be able to get an opportunity to live out at the Beef Center and intermingle with young people that had the same desires and love for livestock that I did, and it was really pretty a quick adjustment, really, just because of happened to be at the right place at the right time, meet the right people and the right students, and the rest is history.
Yeah, and you have a great history. I know kind of professionally the first thing you did, people can probably relate to the name Farm Journal, but before that name it was called Drover's Journal through mm-hmm. Vance Publishing, and you were involved in livestock marketing, I think, back in the late 1960s is kind of when your career started. But you really got out and about and were able to meet a lot of different people. I'm assuming that was really a big first step for you in your career and kind of paved the way for you to do some other things.
Oh, absolutely. It was a great honor to be selected to work for the Drover's Journal. And I was fortunate to have a territory that was really rich in livestock and typically a field representative for a publication or a breed association has several states that they have to cover and travel. There was enough business for me that I sold in Illinois that all I had for a territory was northern and central Illinois from I-70 north to the Wisconsin line, and that was just unheard of in these days it's unheard of. Back in those days it was kind of a given that that's what it was going to be. And I learned the auction thing really good. Being from that territory, I could have a cattle sale in the afternoon and a hog sale at night. So I probably worked about 130 auctions a year across the state of Illinois. And then when I got another opportunity in life to become the field staff director of the Drover's Journal and moved to Kansas City to where the headquarters was located. And from there, I managed a field staff of 8 people that would go from auction to auction. And part of our service in addition to advertising was if they ran so many dollars with us in advertising, we would send a ring man to the sale and helped the merchant. We called them ring man. They worked with the auctioneer and would help merchandise the breeders' livestock for them.
And then I know. Go ahead.
was just going to say another kind of an interesting break before all of that started with Drovers was that at Chicago at the International, the Central National Bank began purchasing the Grand Champion Steer at Chicago, and they wanted to tour him around the state of Illinois to some of their affiliates. And I happened to be, again, at the right place at the right time, and they hired me to be the herdsman. So I had a real opportunity to travel the state of Illinois before the Drovers came about. In fact, that's where I would have met a representative from the Drovers, because I had that steer on display at a affiliate bank. And we got real good coverage about that through in Western Illinois and Mercer County through the Rock Island Argus, I believe it was. Sent a reporter down a time or two. But that ended up being a four-year process in which they were 4 years in a row that they purchased the Grand Steer. And 1 year they wanted me to, and I did. I took the steer to West Berlin, Germany, and they put him on display at a World Trade Fair. And they were just beginning to promote McDonald's sandwiches.
Oh, wow.
And they had that big deal on display in West Berlin for about 10 days. And they made quite an affair out of it. And we ended up leaving the steer over there. They couldn't bring him back because of foot and mouth disease. So I got a real good tour of West Berlin and Europe because I didn't have the steer to tag along with and take care of, so I just took my time, and they gave me an airline flight home, and that's what I did.
Yeah, great.
Went back to school.
Yeah, great. Some great memories. And then I know, you know, beyond that, International Brangus Breeders Association down in San Antonio, and then, you know, most currently, your 50-some-odd professional career now includes Stin as Executive Vice President of the American International Charolais Association since 2000. Now, you know, I was thinking about it, you know, we're a month out of the Mercer County Fair. You know, didn't have it last year because of the pandemic. And I know sure. One of the buildings is named after your late father. How
yes,
big, so how big of a deal was the, you know, Fair Week in Mercer County back when you were a youth in Seton? What are some of your memories there?
Well, it was a big deal, and I know at one time they had some financial issues, and I remember my dad saying, you know what, it's worthwhile saving. He said, let's get a group together and let's keep this county fair going. And I think to this day it may be the longest county fair in existence in the United States, even, or at least they used to advertise it that way. But it was an event you look forward to all year. My father was saw to it that I had an animal to show, and we showed some pigs and a few steers along the way, and it was something you just look forward to every year. You know, they have the carnival and all those kind of things that go with the county fair. That's it was what it was, and a great experience, and again a great learning piece for young individuals to learn how to work their work ethics and be organized and be competitive and win, lose, or draw. You had a good time and a learning session along with it.
Yeah. So you know, and I've heard about the difficult financial times back in the day, and you know, as you mentioned, a group had to step up and say, hey, this thing is worth saving. Do you remember how important it was to your dad? I mean, do you remember some of those days vividly of saying, hey, I this means a lot to me? Well, and you know, the people knew it did because they named a building after him.
Yeah. Well, he was pretty passionate about it. He signed his name to the note, so that would tell you about how passionate he was about it and how much he believed that they need to keep it going.
Yeah, that's wow. Yeah, put your money where your mouth is, as they say. He did that. He signed the note. Again, the building out at the Mercer County Fairgrounds named in honor of Jim Orth. But speaking with Neil Orth, again, receiving a great honor from the Kentucky State Fair Board, the top livestock honor you can receive in that state. They call it the Saddle and Sirloin Award, and some great recognition for a person born and raised in Mercer County in Seton. Jim, anything else you, or say Neil, anything else you need to tell our listening audience before we let you leave us today? And we appreciate your input and some of your memories of Mercer County.
Well, the one thing that that they do with the Saddler and Sirloin Portrait Award, they call it, they'll do a portrait. There's a world famous artist out of Chicago, Richard Halstead, that does the portraits, and it's an interesting way that he does it. He comes and interviews you and takes a lot of pictures and gets to know you, and he feels like he can portray your feelings by just getting to know you and visiting with you and asking questions. So it's been a great experience going through that process. But I'll just say to anybody, and whether they're from Mercer County or where they are, wherever they're from in small town America, it's a great place, and Seton, Illinois will always be part of my life, and certainly fond memories of the Aledo Green Dragons and all of those kind of things. And you know, there are a lot of things that got consolidated over the course of time, but with everybody's efforts in the pulling in the right directions, they usually work out pretty good. So I appreciate your time here and your interest in what's going on in my world and the livestock industry. And I look forward to coming back to Seton, Illinois more often now. And I'm getting up there to retirement age, and I'll go back to Illinois and spend some time with Todd Nine and his family, and I have some grandchildren around the country that I'm going to go see as well.
All right, that's great. Again, class of 1959, Aledo High School, Neil Orth joining us on WRMJ.